This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And on the show today, we're asking you what makes you trust a leader. We've been getting a lot of responses. And of course, we've got one very familiar name who's also, I guess, you know, someone that been on the show before. Arvind Yuvraj has decided to chip in together with Richard Bradbury and Christine Wong. Mm. Arvind says, good leaders know how to prioritize people come first, then the company or country, and finally, the leaders themselves. When you flip this hierarchy around, that's when problems begin. It's the fine line between leaders and authoritarians.
Mm. I think they miss being on the show.
I think so. Yeah,
this could be him in between, you know, watching some Netflix episodes. Mm.
Maybe
we've also got one more. At Pravin Kumar says loyalty and honesty.
Yeah, looking at Insta story, we've got one here from Seeking Simur who says transparency. We've heard that before as well. And Ardila has an interesting response. How the leader communicates with you, eye contact, body language, and data. I guess data. Mm. I guess this is for when AI become our leaders, you know, then you got to check the data. Is that what Ardila is saying? I don't know.
Okay. So I've got something on WhatsApp here. Here is Bing. He says, trust. I would, but considering some MPs have no idea or relevance to the portfolios. And he mentioned an example here, but okay. So that's one thing. And then we've got here from 1222. He says, in the last cabinet, several ministers have caught cases and corruption charges, but later dropped and fake certificates. And says, you know, that BFM must not be biased to certain political parties. And the thing is, I think we'd always report whatever is out there, and to always ask the questions, right? And that's important. And for people to make their own decision and judgment.
Yep.
Following that, our next story, we're looking at Italy and how they're dealing with COVID-19.
Oh, this is an amazing. I think this one, to me, builds trust with the government. So in Italy, payments and mortgages are to be suspended due to coronavirus outbreaks. So the country's government has announced. Right?
Because, some good news.
Right? Because, you know, people aren't working, right? So this is a report more than 11 hours ago. So I'm sure the numbers have increased. But at the moment, more than 9,000 people have been infected in Italy. And the total number of reported deaths jumped to 463 on Monday. And increase of over 25%. So they are saying that will be the case for individuals and households. They are halting mortgage payments. This was announced on Radio Anch'io. Okay, so the entire country was placed on lockdown on Tuesday morning with all public gatherings cancelled, universities and schools closed until next Monday. Next month, the Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that everyone in Italy would be confined to an area where they live unless they're able to demonstrate a need to work, health conditions, or other limited reasons in order to travel elsewhere. It's already in place for northern parts of the country, encompassing about 16 million people. The restrictions are set to last until 3rd April, and those who break the rules, pretty much like Singapore, risk up to 3 months in jail or fines of 206 euros. Wow. Bars, restaurants and cafes across Italy are also to close at dusk as the government works to limit the spread of COVID-19. So a bit of good news. I know this must take a toll on the country, right? Mm. Economically and everything, but this is where people come first.
Yeah, I guess coming back to what Arvind said earlier, you know, it should be people first and then the company or the country second. And so you can really see you imagine what it's like if you don't get paid. No, because in some parts of the world, you get paid on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis. And what happens then if you don't get paid? How do you then manage payments like your mortgage payments or your hire purchase on your car? How do you manage things like that? So they're actually really thinking about what the people need to, like, kind of what would help, you know, if they just ease off, that would help make the cost of living on a daily basis more manageable.
Yeah, but it's people first, but the repercussions economically, you know, because of this, my goodness. And will be down the road. You may not see it immediately, but still.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you all so much for the feedbacks and comments that you've been sending across. You know, I just realized, you know, Arvind's photo on Twitter is looking to his left, Richard is looking to his right, and Christine is looking directly at you. So, you know, we've got views from all corners is what I'm trying to say.
They're watching us.
Yeah, and they're watching us as well. Yeah. Thank you all so much for the feedback and comments. We started by talking about
what makes you trust a leader? What makes you trust your leader?
And then following that, we talked about how to plan for a sudden disruption.
And over in Italy, they're suspending mortgage payments amid lockdown because of coronavirus.
Now, the Breakfast Grill replay amidst the crowded digital payments and also the loyalty reward space, can Fave distinguish itself from the competition? The Breakfast Grill team sat down with the newly minted managing director, Jake Abdullah, and discussed his growth strategy for Fave. Coming up, it is Thank You with Alanis Morissette, which is, I guess, basically what the people of Italy are saying to the government of their own government. For helping them during COVID-19. You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, and if you miss any parts of the show, you can download the podcast. It's on the website, on the app, and on Spotify. Jeff Sandhu, Frida Liu, and I wanted to say Arvin Yuvraj.
Oh,
I'm really sorry because I'm looking at his Twitter and I'm like, I wanted to say Arvin Yuvraj. It's Audrey Raj, Frida Liu, and me, Jeff Sandhu.
It's piercing to the heart.
BFM 89.9.
Grazie.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.